there, few will risk returning home this Christmas because of the likelihood of being caught and deported in the wake of tougher anti-terrorist controls. Newer immigrants say they believe the risks are exaggerated. In the first of a two-part series on the subject, Jim Fahey reports from Boston.
40 degrees right now at 35 minutes after the hour.
As I say, it's 5:30 a.m. Been on the road for 15 minutes, and I always start the morning with, oh, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in thee. And basically hoping that we don't get stopped during the day by the state troopers, nothing happens, and our day goes good.
Dubliner Tony Murphy lives in the twilight world of the undocumented Irish in Boston. But despite being here illegally, he successfully runs his own construction and maintenance company.
It's just the start of another day.
This morning he's taking us to Dorchester, where younger Irish emigrants gather at 5:30 each morning outside a landmark bakery. The scenes are reminiscent of those which were commonplace in London 20 years ago.
I've been here about 3-4 years now, and came over here illegal, and so far it's great. There's plenty of work. If you want to work, you can work hard, good money to be made. If you mind your own business, keep your nose out of trouble, should have no problems.
As Paddy said, like, if you keep the head clean and stay out of trouble, you'll be okay. It's only guys that get into trouble and fighting and whatever, they're only sent on. Like.
But Tony Murphy, who's married and now has a baby daughter, has a much more heightened sense of the risk of being deported and of not being able to return to Ireland at Christmas or for family funerals.
When I arrived in the States, I had 4 grandparents. Since I got here, I've only got 1 left. That's the worst part. It doesn't matter about being illegal or not being able to enjoy your day, you know, without worrying about what can happen. It's just knowing that these people have passed on, and you weren't there, you know. That sucks. That's probably the worst part over everything, is that they pass away, you don't get to see them, you know, you don't get to give them that hug that you want to do that'll make you get on further in life. And it's, you know, as I say, it's the toughest part. As I say, you get up every morning and you just pray that someone's going to realise what's going on, and they have to do something about it.
Jim Fahey, RT News, Boston.
And tomorrow, Jim will be talking to Boston's chief of police and going inside the high-security detention centre where illegal Irish immigrants are held before they are deported.